Chapter 2. It takes 138 hours to get to Aden from Suez. Passengers on the boat went to Aden to get to Bombay and Calcutta. The Mongolia got Mr. Fogg to Aden much faster. Mr. Fogg ate 4 meals a day and played whist. He didn't do anything else on the boat. Passepartout walked on the deck. He met Detective Fix on his walks. They talked together. Passepartout didn't know he was a policeman. "Where are you going?" Passepartout asked.
"To Bombay," Fix replied.
"That's capital. Is this your first visit to Bombay?" Passepartout asked.
"No, I'm one of the agents of the Peninsula Company," Fix lied.
"How's Mr. Fogg?" asked Mr. Fix.
"Quite well," said Passepartout.
"But I never see your master on deck," said Mr. Fix.
"He likes staying inside," said Passepartout.
"Are you sure this trip is not a cover? Perhaps for a diplomatic mission?" asked Mr. Fix.
"I don't know," replied Passepartout.
The two men spent a lot of time together. The boat stopped at Aden to get more coal. The ship was 15 hours early when it got to Aden. Mr. Fogg went to the consul's office. They stamped his passport. Detective Fix followed him. The Mongolia got to Bombay 2 days early. It arrived on the 20th instead of the 22nd. The passengers of the Mongolia disembarked at 4:30 p.m. The train to Calcutta left at 8 p.m. Mr. Fogg went to the passport office. He didn't go to see any of the landmarks. He went to the railway station to eat dinner. Detective Fix went to the police station. He asked, "Has a warrant arrived from London?"
"No," the Bombay police said.
Fix was disappointed.
He asked the Bombay police,
"Will you give me an order of arrest?"
"No, it's a matter for the London office," the police told him.
Passepartout had a most unlucky time. He went to see the temples. He didn't know that some temples are not open to tourists. Some priests attacked him. He lost his shoes, his shirt, and his hat. At 8:05, Passepartout, hatless and shoeless, rushed breathlessly into the station. Fix was standing on the platform. He wanted to arrest Mr. Fogg, but he didn't. He wanted to follow him and find out more about his plans. Passepartout didn't see the detective. He told Mr. Fogg about what happened. Fix heard too.
"I hope that this won't happen again," said Phileas Fogg coldly.
Fix was about to board the train. Going into some temples was a crime. He decided to stay and speak to the police about Passepartout. The train left on time. It stopped at Burhanpur. Passepartout bought some slippers. He didn't alter his watch. It was set to the time in London. The train stopped at 8 o'clock in the middle of a glade. "Passengers will get out here," the conductor shouted. Passepartout went to see why they stopped.
"The railway isn't finished," he shouted to Mr. Fogg.
"What? Not finished?"
"No," the conductor said.
"I will go on foot," said Phileas Fogg. Passepartout didn't want to walk in Indian slippers, so he went to find some transport. "I found something to carry us," he told Mr. Fogg.
"What?"
"An elephant. It belongs to an Indian. He lives 100 steps from here," Passepartout said.
Let's go and see the elephant, replied Mr. Fogg. Mr. Fogg bought the elephant for £2,000. They didn't have any trouble for several days. Then, one day, the elephant just stopped.
There's a procession coming. It must not see us, their guide said.
They hid in the bushes. It was a religious parade. First the priests came, then men, women, and children. They had tambourines and cymbals. They were singing. Then there was a cart with a statue of the goddess Kali on it. Next there were guards. Then there was a woman. She was covered with jewels. The guards dragged her. At the back there was a palanquin with a body inside it. He was dressed as a Raja. He was dead.
What's going to happen? Mr. Fogg asked.
They'll burn the Raja and the woman with him. She's his wife, the guide said.
We must save her, Mr. Fogg said.
They followed the procession. Mr. Fogg and the guide tried to make a plan. Passepartout sat on a branch. He had an idea. He slipped off the tree and disappeared amongst the sleeping funeral party. The sun was coming up. The funeral party woke up. The woman was drugged. They brought her out and put her on the funeral pyre. The guards lit the pyre. Passepartout was dressed in the Raja's clothes. He picked up the woman and carried her off the pyre. The funeral party were all scared. Mr. Fogg, Passepartout and the guide ran into the trees. Passepartout was carrying the princess. The funeral party found the Raja's body. They started to follow them. Mr. Fogg ran away. The princess was called Auda. She was pretty, young and charming. She spoke very good English. Mr. Fogg said to her, I'll take you to Hong Kong. You'll be safe with your family there. They reached the train station. Mr. Fogg paid the guide and gave him the elephant to thank him for all his help. They reached Calcutta on the 25th of October, right on schedule. The police were waiting to arrest Passepartout. They took Mr. Fogg, Passepartout and Princess Auda to see the judge. They sentenced Passepartout to a week in prison and a fine. They sentenced Mr. Fogg to a week in prison and a smaller fine. The steamer to Hong Kong was leaving at 12 p.m. on the 25th of October. Mr. Fix thought the warrant will arrive while they are in prison. But he was wrong. Mr. Fogg paid £1,000 bail for each of them and they got on the ship for Hong Kong. Fix had to follow them.